May 20th, 1909. Love for God surpasses everything. Continuing in my usual state, he just barely made himself seen in a flash of light, and he told me, "My daughter, there is nothing that can surpass love, neither doctrine nor dignity, and much less nobility. At the most, one who uses those for the good of making speculations around my being can know me more or less, but who reaches the point of making of me his own object? Love. Who reaches the point of eating me as one does with food? Love. One who loves me devours me. One who loves me finds my being identified with each particle of his being. There is as much difference between one who really loves me and the others, whatever their conditions or qualities might be, as between one who knows a precious object, appreciates it, esteems it, but it does not belong to him, and one who possesses that precious object as his own. Who is more fortunate between these, the one who knows it or the one who possesses it? Certainly the one who possesses it. So, love makes up for a doctrine and surpasses it. It makes up for dignity and surpasses all dignities, providing one with divine dignity. It makes up for everything and surpasses everything.